KQ4QHV. I'm looking for a mobile antenna to put on my Toyota Tundra for UHF and VHF. I was wondering if anybody has any suggestions or maybe what works good for you.
44NGU. Oh, this is W4NGU. Say again.
KQ4QHV. Kilo, Quebec. 4, Quebec. Hotel, Victor.
Well, this is Phil. I'm in Boiling Springs. Over.
My name is Nick, and I'm out in Pendleton here. How's my reception coming to you?
It just fine, my friend. Everybody's got an opinion. Diamond makes a good antenna, and you can buy them. I think DX Engineering has them, and probably HRO, but any dual-band Diamond with whatever kind of mounts you need to have in your situation, I don't think you'd go wrong.
Those Diamond antennas, they do look very nice. Really, that's part of what I need to figure out is where and how I'm going to mount an antenna to this vehicle.
Yeah, I'm trying to get around some police and people putting up cones out here on 26. Well, I've got a mag mount. It seems to work pretty good. Mag mounts are okay on VHF and UHF, but a no-nick tri-magnet thing that, man, if you put it on your car, you can't hardly get it off again. It works so good. But you don't want that for HF, but for VHF and UHF, mag mount will be fine. It may color the paint if it stays on there long enough. That's a consideration. If you got a nice car, I had to make a decision whether I was just going to leave mine on or not, so I am. But you can also get some quarter wave antennas that mount through the glass. And it's a bit of a compromise antenna, but it I know a few guys that have them. They work fairly well.
Camper top on the back of my truck, and I'm wondering if maybe I put the antenna in the bed, if the camper top would interfere with reception and transmission.
Well, I would think the sides of the truck would not be an optimal situation, but is there any metal in the camper top?
Fiberglass and gel coat. No metal.
So how far away you want to talk to a repeater, I guess. I wouldn't want one in the bed. You're going to raise it up a little bit, put it, well, you can't really do that. I don't know, brother. You might want to put something on the tailgate.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Going to the other station. I'm like Phil. A mag mount does a super job. You can take it on and off. I've had the same mag mount on two different cars, and one was a little small HHR, and now this one is a Hyundai Tucson. They're smaller. They're two or three SUVs, the medium ones. And it works good for me. I get a lot of range out of it. I've got a 5/8 wave, which is a and for some reason it works, and I have a dual band antenna radio, so it seems to work on both bands. I don't do a lot of 440, but I do a lot of traveling, and I do a lot of moving around. It's like today I'm out headed up to Inman, South Carolina for a job. But you know, you can find out, you can find a lot of antennas, but I'm like a Diamond is one of the best out there, and get you one of those, and then decide whether you want to mount it on the top of your truck. If you're gonna, are you intending to make a permanent mount out of it, or do you want to be able to move it around?
I need to be able to move it around, especially if I go with a magnet mount put on the top of my vehicle, because I frequently visit parking garages, and my truck's already pretty tall, so having an antenna on top, I know it's going to hit the roof of those parking garages. I was also thinking about maybe possibly doing a permanent mount to the bumper, maybe with a little bit longer antenna. I don't know if that is something people typically do. I was kind of looking at some of the... I'm almost 100% positive I'm going to go with one of those Diamond antennas. But I was also looking at, just because of what was available, some Shakespeare antennas at the Marine store, West Marine, up in Anderson there. Thought maybe I could try and use something like that for my vehicle.
Might work. My antenna is dual band, and it's probably, I don't know if it's over 18 inches, maybe just a little, yeah, it is. A 2 meter quarter wave would be 19 inches, so mine's a little bit taller than that, but you could mount that on the top of the truck. I had done that for a long time with a truck I had, and it'll go in parking garages, and you'll never have to move it. And with a nice ground plane there on top of the truck, it'll work quite well.
It is. I have a friend of mine who lives down in the Florida area, and what he has is he has put a, on it, he has a truck, and what he did is he mounted it, a lip mount antenna on the front of his truck, right on the hood, and that works well for him. He's got that too, so there's you another option to consider. Over.
Lip mount on the hood there. That is a great idea. I don't really listen to the radio. Maybe there's some way I could take the FM radio antenna and remove that and replace it with something that would.
Let's see if I got it here. Yeah, you can do that, or you can do like my friend did. He's got a, he got the kit, and his is actually mounts on the lip on the side of his, on the side of his hood, and he's got it over on the passenger side, and it works real well for him. He's taken it into the mountains. He traveled cross country with it, and he had no problem on that, and he likes it. He wouldn't trade it for anything else. He's had it on three different trucks, pickups, so I know it works for him because he's been doing this for, about 40 years or more. So go ahead, Phil.
That's a good idea, too. I don't think you'll have any problem as long as you're VHF and UHF. The fun comes in if you want to do HF mobile, that kind of thing. But I'm sure you'll get there. Here's a nice little deer on the side of the road somebody hit. A little one. But you just stick with a brand name and you'll be fine. I don't know anybody that has a diamond that has been disappointed.
That lip mount that you're talking about, is that something that's easy to find, like on DX Engineering or HRO, something like that? Or do you know what brand or anything? Maybe I can find something like that.
Call them and ask them if you don't see it on their site. I'm sure they've got it. Or I'll tell you, I have bought mounts before at QT at 101, just below 85. They carry a ton of, excuse me, Citizens Band equipment in there. But they have mounts that that are pretty good. So, I mean, you might find a mount in there and buy a diamond antenna. But diamond usually comes whatever mount you need.
Also, is another recommendation. Call down to HRO and ask to talk to one of their specialists, and they will take the time to go on the phone with you, and you tell them what how you're planning to mount it, and what kind of mount and what radio you're using, and they're very good about suggesting a setup to go with it. So, anyway, guys, I'm going to have to jump out because I'm getting close to where I got to be, and I got to start looking around up here in Inman and find out where I'm going to go. It's been a while since I've been up to this town. I'll talk K4NGU W2T to take you. Go ahead, Phil. We'll catch you later. 73W2T.
Okay, Rusty, good to hear from you. And the other station, I forgot your first name, over.
4QHV, name is Nick.
Well, I'll sign with you, too, but I'm sure you'll get there. That's not a real hard problem. But good to have you on, and let us know what you wind up with. W4, never give up, clear.
Yeah, man, thanks for your help for you. I appreciate you guys. And I'll definitely let you know what I wind up with. KQ4QHV, clear.